Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Christine in Florida finds the Money Pit on WCOA. How can we help you today?
Well, we've lived in a house now just a short while, and the woman that we bought the home from had remodeled her bathrooms to accommodate a wheelchair. So the bathtubs came out, and she totally tiled in the area. So the floors are tiled with the drain in the center and the tile running about 6 feet up the wall. But the problem is all of the grouting running from the top to the floor is now cracked open. And I want to know, what's the best thing to use there? Is there anything other than that soft caulking? Because I live in Florida, and if I could, I'd like to be able to use the hand steamers that really attacks the mold and mildew.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, when you say the grout is cracked, are you talking about the seams?
At the seams, correct.
Okay. That's a normal joint. What we would recommend there is a product called DAP with Microban. It's a special type of caulk that has an antimicrobial additive.
Mm-hmm.
And once you use this Microban-based caulk, it's not going to grow mold. Very easy to find, and it has this Microban in it. So once you put it on, it's not going to be able to grow mold, and therefore it won't look nasty. It'll just stay bright white the whole time.
Can I use a steam cleaner for that, you know, these handheld steamers?
Yeah, you can use that, sure. I mean, it is soft, but it has a durable finish.
Mm-hmm. And the benefit of it being a little bit soft is that it's flexible, so that if there's
exactly.
any movement again in the wall joint or where the floor is, it's not going to crack apart. It's going to stay there.
You have to have caulk there because you are going to have expansion and contraction in those areas. Now, when you put it on initially, make sure you clean the tile thoroughly. Get it real bright and sparkly, then caulk it as the last step, and that'll stay nice for a long, long time.
Okay, and I can put my steamer to it, too.
You can steam to your heart's content. Christine, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.